This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
January the 4th, Wednesday, on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The situation for those of you who have live Christmas trees, you don't have to worry about the needles falling off. But at this point, most people who have Christmas trees, the traditional Christmas tree that got cut sometime around Thanksgiving and shipped to your wherever you are around the country, you put it in the house, you put lemon in the water, right? Honey in the water, trying to make it last longer. It's kaput. Yeah, it does to a point. To a point. Sugar in the water, it will help it live a little, well, not live, but keep its needles longer. But right now, the branches are likely becoming dry and prickly, and it's taking up some valuable living room real estate. So what do you do with your festive fir? What do you do with a tree? You don't. You probably should try to avoid putting it out with the trash. Don't put it in a dumpster because it'll end up in landfill. What you do is you call this city or your town to see if they have pickup services. Most people do now, and they're, you know, the recycling stuff that's going on. Some places turn the old trees into mulch. They shred them and use them, you know, wherever you use mulch. Hiking trails around the house, around flower beds, that sort of thing. There are a couple of unconventional options, too. There's a farm in Maryland, Jay, that is asking the locals to drop off their trees so they can feed them to their goats. I should have thought of that, because I've got
awesome.
Goats.
Yeah,
I didn't think about
great.
That at all. Food experts have devised ways to repurpose the trees into a variety of edible things. So recycling your Christmas tree is a good idea. And you can find that's something I really, that's a, you know what? We should investigate that for the farm show. That'd be really kind of a,
mm-hmm.
kind of a neat thing.
The ones where they do the rental trees, and the roots are still attached and everything, you get in this big
yeah.
pot, and then when it's time for them to come take it away, they do, and they replant it, and then
yeah.
you just can, if you even want to keep renting the same tree, and then once the tree turns 12, it's planted in a forest and not touched again.
Yeah. Yep. It's a great idea, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Here's a lady who is trying something new. She said, I want to improve my mindset. She was depressed. So she's keeping up her promise to herself to try something different and new every day this year. She has 300, more than 300 ways to improve mental health by suggesting not only she's doing it, but other people are doing it. Her name is Jess Mel. She's now the happiest person. She said, I'm better now than I've been in decades, trying new things for this past year, like hot yoga, mm-hmm. beekeeping. She was, during the pandemic, not a happy camper. A lot of people suffered from anxiety and depression, certainly during the lockdown. And she thought she was depending too much on her job and, you know, whatever her routine was.
Yeah,
so last year,
December 2021, as the pandemic was fading and things were opening up more, she set a goal for try something new every day for 100 days. And then when April
yep.
came and went, she found herself wanting to do more, so she kept up with it for the year. But then she kind of altered the plans a little bit because she found if she had enough time to do, say, 10 new things in one day, then she would. So it just became doing 365 new things. It didn't have to be every day, but 365 new things. She loved it.
Yeah. And so maybe this is for you something as we have this new year upon us, a new experience, refreshing your skills perhaps in a manner of speaking, learn to do something different, learn languages. I walked in last night to the bathtub. Miles, my grandson and my daughter are here for a week. And so Miles is taking his bath and Megan is sitting on the toilet with the Spanish thing on, one of those Spanish programs, learning Spanish, and she and Miles are practicing Spanish together. Living in Southern California, that's, you know, it's something that probably will help a good deal. So, you know, but that's with him, because his mind is so engaged in so many different things. The things that we got for Christmas were all things that would challenge his mind. Last night they were putting together a puzzle with marbles, and so I was looking at it trying to figure it out. I didn't figure it out. Miles was right on it. He figured it out. Bingo bango. So anyway, but that's the, no matter what your age, get your mind. It's good for mental health to do something, to learn something, to figure out how to solve problems.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be these big things like on hers. She poached an egg. It's something she had never done before. She tried to start a fire without matches. She said she failed, but at least she tried it.
Yeah, right, exactly. You can adjust your goals as you're going through it, but to settle into these things, doing a different thing every day, could be the simplest thing, could be an experience, you know,
a trip. She grew a plant from a seed. How many of us have never even tried to do that?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You should do it. That's about every year at this time, I take a few seeds to see what's left from last year that I can use this year, put them in a pot, and you put them in the window and a little water and see if they grow. It's a wonderful way to welcome the new year, frankly, and get your mind off of the horrible weather that is on the West Coast and the East Coast and pretty much every place in between. We had some good weather for a while, but wow, woo! The weather now around the country is stink-o. So anyway, okay, so now it's time for us to talk about Kevin McCarthy. This is, talk about a fiasco. And what bothers me about this, Jay, isn't so much that he can't get the support to become the Speaker of the House, but the damn Democrats are, they're all gleefully looking, oh, look at these Republicans, they're in disarray, it's a mess, you know? Grow up. Like a bunch of children, for God's sakes. Oh, look at the terrible trouble they're having to select the Speaker. You know, I don't know who would be a good Speaker, but, you know, the press secretary yesterday with a big wide grin says we certainly aren't going to insert ourselves into what's happening with the other side. You jerk. Just, that's what they are. They're a bunch of jerks. And so in this circumstance, whether they find some, I mean, I don't have a horse in the race. I'm not a fan of McCarthy's. I never was. I think he's kind of a goofball. He's not Newt Gingrich. Maybe that's how. Somebody bring back Newt Gingrich. There was talk earlier that you didn't have to be a member of Congress to be the Speaker of the House. So go find somebody who's sharp like Newt Gingrich. He, even though he's older, he's still sharp. He's still smart. He knows how to connive, and that's kind of how you play the game. He was Speaker when Clinton was president, and the two of them were back and forth at each other all the time. But they were friends. They became friends. They, you know, they didn't like what each other was doing. Clinton was smarter than Newt. He was always stealing the Republicans' ideas and making them his own. I love that about Clinton. He was fabulous at stealing everybody else's ideas. He never had an original idea in his life. He just stole everybody else's and made them his own. And he got away with it.
Yeah, that idea is so great, but it's going to sound even better coming out of my mouth.
Yes, right, exactly. So where are those people today? Biden sure isn't capable of that. And the flunkies he's got around him aren't capable of that. And neither are the Republicans. Let's have another Clinton and another Newt Gingrich. Where can we find another? Well, Hillary's going to run. I think she'll be the next president, actually. Wouldn't that be fun? I think that'd be loads of fun. Hillary is president.
Fun as in, like, having fun? Or
yeah, kind
fun
of.
Fun as in, like, why not? Let's see what happens?
Yeah, maybe a little of both of those things. But certainly, You know, McCarthy is dull. Pelosi was dull. Biden is dull. Trump, in a manner of speaking, I don't know, you can't call him dull, but he's, you know, we need to get the focus back on the country and stop with the personality stuff. I think that's really what it is. So I, you know, the fact that he, whether three votes, I think yesterday, and he didn't get enough votes in any one of them to become the next speaker. So Biden says about the Republicans, they thrive on chaos. Hey, pal, have you looked in the mirror lately? Look at your own party. They talk about chaos. Oy, man. And here's this jerkleburger, George Santos. And now you really got my, I'm going now. This guy has got about as much business being a congressman as one of my cows. Maybe my cows would have more. He lied about everything. Everything. Now, because he was elected officially, is that, you know, just because he lied, how many, is he not the first politician to lie to get into office? So should we leave him there? It's just so egregious. Maybe that's why I'm cranked up about it, because it is so,
it was
the
so
stuff.
Blatant and
oh, my God.
About too.
Yeah, right. It was. He's the newly elected congressman. If you've missed this from Long Island, he revealed that he lied pretty much all the time during his campaign. He admitted that he doesn't hold any degrees from any college. He said he was a graduate of New York University and Barat College. No, he never went there. He said he worked for Citigroup and Goldman Sachs. He didn't. Didn't work for either one of them. And the lies go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. He said he went to the Horace Mann Prep School. No. He claimed his mother, who died in 2016, was a survivor from September 11th. No. You look at this guy, and it's almost, it is laughable in a sense. There are pictures of him in Congress yesterday yawning, just sitting in sitting there yawning. And I guess the real bottom line here is, can we find some leaders someplace that really are leaders? That's the thing, you know, going back to
concept.
Clinton and Newt Gingrich and stuff. All right, food for thought anyway. 18 after on Good Day.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Was that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffen in the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. This is our social media time, trending items. Would you believe Donald Trump is trending? No. Really?
Again?
Well, this time it's about what happened at Mar-a-Lago. Apparently he considers himself to be sort of a DJ, and we're going to talk about some of the tunes that he was spinning at his New Year's Eve party. Who's his favorite? We'll find out after this. An incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com. I find this lady, Whitney Houston. There are a number of women who have had extraordinary voices and are extraordinary performers. I think Celine Dion is one of those, frankly. Now, what's her connection to Donald Trump, you ask? You were talking about Donald Trump earlier. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, Mr. Trump considers himself some sort of a DJ.
DJ Donnie T in the house.
That's kind of a mind blower. I don't even want to put that thought in my head. Anyway, so he said apparently was she on the Celebrity Apprentice at one point in time? Is she ever on that TV show?
Oh, you know what? I don't know. I never watched that one. I heard it was good though.
That was a good show, actually. It was fun with him. You're fired. Anyway, he wanted Celine Dion to perform at his inauguration, but she said no, she didn't want to do that. But apparently he loves her music, and she's always in his mind when it comes to music. He played a lot of that music, and the boss he played during...
But can you imagine being at an event? Of course it was Mar-a-Lago, but being at an event, and Donald Trump is the DJ.
The disc jockey.
Amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
He did some stuff from Broadway and Bruce Springsteen. Of course, a lot of Celine Dion tracks. Arguably, Celine Dion is one of the best singers around, but Rolling Stone apparently...
Yeah, but why? Yeah, exactly. Why do Rolling Stone? They've listed the 200 greatest singers from their perspective. Celine Dion's not on the list. Jennifer Hudson's not on the list. Justin Bieber's not on the list. Come on. How much...
Jimmy Bennett, Janet Jackson, Nat King Cole.
Come on.
Dionne Warwick.
No,
apparently,
thank you.
The list was compiled by their staff and key contributors, and it goes over... 100 years of pop music, and it's kind of this ongoing global conversation they do every year.
Stevie Nicks isn't on the list? Come on.
Stevie Nicks was on it, but as a solo artist.
With the Fleetwood Mac, no.
Mm-hmm.
Diana Ross without Screams, Ozzy Osbourne without the Black Sabbath, Mick Jagger without the Rolling Stones. What a waste of time this list is.
Now, when you look at the top five even, you have Aretha Franklin, number one, Whitney Houston, number two, Sam Cooke, number three, Billie Holiday, number four, number five is Mariah Carey. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. But when you have a list of 200 people and Celine Dion is not included.
And Al Green is. Al Green was great. But there are plenty of... Elvis Presley's 17 on the list. Come on. He's number two, and the Beatles are number one.
Performers who are not the most powerful singers.
All right, 28 after. You got our thoughts on this. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than five employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. After three separate votes on Tuesday, House Republicans failed to reach an agreement on who Speaker of the House should be. Democrats remained united around Hakeem Jeffries from New York in the minority position. It should be noted no business can be conducted in the House until a speaker is elected. They'll try again later today. Former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News says politics is changing, but not for the better.
Political parties are getting more powerful, and individual representatives that we, the people, elect are getting weaker.
In Manhattan, New York, Tuesday, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to fraud and other criminal charges. His trial is set to begin in 9 months. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin continues to improve, according to his uncle. DeMar remains in critical condition, but his oxygen-assisted intake has gone from 100% to 50% since arriving at the hospital. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Before half the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Al Roker has gone back to the Today Show, or I guess he is. Let's see, if he's going back, is it tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Sixth is Friday. I wonder why he's starting on a Friday. Why doesn't he go back on a Monday? That's a subtext to the question. Anyway, he's going back to the Today Show. Most people know that he's had severe blood clot problems in his leg and his lungs, and oftentimes that kills, that's lethal. Deadly.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, bad stuff. So he's
is
now
deep vein thrombosis when there's a blood clot.
Yes.
Something else?
Yep. No, it's the same thing. Yep. Thrombosis. It's all brought about by your blood being too thick, and that's why Eliquis and some of these other things have been as successful as they are for whatever the reason. I don't know. This is a good question. I should ask one of our doctors. Why does your blood get thick? Why is some people some people have thicker blood than others? That is really a good question. Thick blood. I'm just making that note. I'll ask Dr. Kent for this week's edition of Good Day Health. Why is it some people have thicker blood than others? From the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, did you know that Benjamin Franklin invented the lightning rod? Do you know that? Lightning was so fear-inspiring. It started fires, destroyed buildings, injured people, killed cows. I've had half a dozen cows killed by lightning over the years. I just, you know, bingo. It finds you and people get it the same way. A lot of people wonder, I have lightning rods on all of my buildings. because it's a preventative measure that makes good sense, especially if the buildings are made out of wood. And you can thank your lucky stars, or you can thank Benjamin Franklin, who designed the Franklin rod. He crafted it from a pointed iron stake, figured it out because he used
one of those
the
accidents.
Yeah, he was out flying a kite, and then figured out with a light, and the kite attracted the anchor, the lightning. And so he, okay, what can we do to figure this out? He was one of the real geniuses of our country's history. Fabulous in almost every way. All right, speaking of fabulous, I want you to meet a lady named Andrea Eastman. She's a lady that has a fabulous story to tell about herself and her dog. So if you have children or grandchildren, I want you to stick around for the next few minutes and listen to this story. We'll get to it right after this.
1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation, and now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks, guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Doug Steffen of the Good Day program continuing now with a fabulous story. Get out a tissue, get out a handkerchief, and be ready for a tear or two. That's what as people know who listen to this program a lot, know that I am very emotional. I get especially emotional when it comes to children and animals. And the story that we're about to tell it's a real story about a lady who had open-heart surgery, and her dog basically made it an experience that she wouldn't have had it not been for Trooper at the Beverly Hills Hotel. That's the name of the book. It's a picture book that's told from the point of view of Trooper the dog. It's the story about an agent named Andrea Eastman, her dog Trooper, and how Trooper helped her heal after she had open-heart surgery. Now, Ms. Eastman is here with us on Good Day. She is the casting director, or was, of movies like Love Story, the Godfather movies. She was and still is a Hollywood fixture. But this is not that story. This is the story of her open-heart surgery. The author of the book is Susan McCauley, who has done a fabulous job of getting us to fall in love with this dog. So, Andrea, I guess the first thing is a good thing you had the dog, because you might not be here had it not been for Trooper, right? Would you agree with that statement?
I think so. My surgeon, who was amazing, his name was Alberto Trento from Venice. I told him he sounded like a great Italian dish, said that I would heal faster if I was happy. And my happy place is the Beverly Hills Hotel. And everybody took great care of me, but especially my dog. And it's a big deal. You know, you can't walk, and then you start walking with a walker. And I would walk every day. And this dog, I'm going to tear up because the dog died last January, but he would be right by my side, step by step, looking at me. If I stopped for a second, he would stop. And he would always have his leash in his mouth. And the whole hotel was in love with Trooper. And every morning, Trooper would run behind the desk like he owned the place. And they would all go, good morning, Trooper. Good morning, Trooper. And when Trooper passed away, I mean, the hotel mourned Trooper. And now they're so thrilled to have this book, Trooper at the Beverly Hills Hotel. We had a big book signing there December 1, and people brought their dogs and their kids. And I don't know, it's very exciting. And for me, Trooper lives on, because Trooper was my soulmate.
And, how did Susan McCauley hear about this story? She's the one who has brought it to life.
I have a very good friend who's a writer by the name of David Baxter. And I told him I wanted to do this book about Trooper. And he said, I'm not the person, but I'm going to give you a list of people. And so Susan was the first person I called. And I think I have good instincts. And I clicked with her immediately on the phone. And I didn't even interview anybody else. And so so she and I started talking. And I knew she was the person to tell the story. And then we looked at lots of... you know, because I wanted the drawings of Trooper to really capture him. Mm-hmm. And so she sent me lots of different people to look at. And we found this terrific woman named Darlie. It's hard to pronounce her name. But they call her Happy. She was in Vietnam. And it took quite a while to get Trooper right. I kept saying, no, that's not his face. Because Trooper had unbelievably soulful eyes. You know, he's a golden retriever. There's nothing mm-hmm. like a golden retriever. And finally, she got it right. And then, I mean, it didn't take that long. It was about 9 months. And
sweet. Everything about this is sweet, frankly. The story, when did you discover, just to have a little of your story, that you had heart disease? What happened?
Well, it's crazy because I weigh 99 pounds. I never smoked. And my doctor, I still have a doctor in L.A., and he said, you know, I think you should have an MRI with contrast. Let's just make sure your heart's okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I did, and I said to the radiologist, well, I'm fine, right? He goes, well, actually, you're not fine. So I guess it's my half Hungarian heritage. So anyway, long story short, you know, I just started getting out of breath, and I went to my doctor here in Bozeman, and this is 2 years later after they had done the MRI in Los Angeles, and, you know, I had an echocardiogram, and I walked in the office, and I said, Dr. Herb, you look like somebody died. He goes, well, it's not good news. You have a mitral valve that 50% of your blood goes in and 50% of your blood goes out. Anyway, I had to have open heart surgery. I went to Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. And I'm not name dropping, but Barbara Streisand was a client of mine, and she has a foundation at Cedars. Mm-hmm. So I was lucky. I was under the wing of her foundation, and I had incredible care. And, you know, it never occurred to me that I was going to die. It's a pretty serious operation. I mean, I saw your chest open. And I swear, Trooper got me through it. I was in the hospital for 10 days, and mm-hmm. and the hotel kind of took care of Trooper. I mean, it's a pretty great hotel.
I'm looking at a picture of you, obviously, in Bozeman, the snow, you with Trooper, the look on your face, the look on the dog's face. It's, you know, these are things that you cannot make up. There's a capturing of energy. There's a capturing of emotion. There's a capturing of the moment, if you will, by looking at this. And I think that if I were to point people to this book, it is the story of you and Trooper, and how Trooper, what did he do? What was this, when you were in the hospital, or more importantly, when you were recuperating at the Beverly Hills, What was your day like? What did he do give you the energy that you needed to come through this?
I think it was the love, frankly. And, you know, I had to have round the chair nurses, and so they would walk trooper. And then there's a wonderful man named Renato who's been at the hotel 50 years before they redid the hotel. And his job was to walk dogs and deliver packages. And Renato fell so in love with Trooper and Trooper with Renato that he would be walked by Renato. And then so our daily routine, well, I would get up and, you know, I'd be helped down. And I would, you know, I'm very determined that I was going to get through this quickly. And so I'd start, you know, walking with my walker. And the hotel was decorated for Christmas. It was beautiful. And we'd walk around the lobby about three times when he would just look at me. But he'd get up, and he just was so devoted that this dog just, like, every step, everything I ever did, that dog was by my side. Mm-hmm. And it was also great that the hotel loved the dog so much. And he was very funny. He had a great sense of humor. Like, he would steal things. Like, there are real pictures of him in the back with holding a pair of sunglasses. And he was known for always prancing, sharing his leash, and it was his energy and his love and his joy the doctor said he's never seen anybody heal so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so this person, Renato, would be walking Trooper, and then when I was better, I would start walking Trooper, and we would run into Renato walking, and Trooper would be thrilled to see him. And then if Renato happened to be walking another dog, Trooper would turn away and have nothing to do with him. He was like a person.
That's the love. That is what's so special about these animals and their love for us and our love for them. And obviously this helped you tremendously. So for folks who want, this is a great story for all members of the family, no matter how old you are, I can tell you that. I'm going to share it with my grandson. The book is once again called Trooper at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Lots of great pictures. The story is there. Voted the best children's book in Los Angeles. It's available at Barnes & Noble, available on Amazon, and something I wished I'd have known before Christmas that it was around, because I would have bought it. I'm going to get it anyway to share with my grandson. What a pleasure to have the acquaintance, shall we say, Ms. Eastman, you being here on Good Day telling us the story. I think that you've got, your story is great, but the story of the dog, which is the focus here, is also one that, you know, sort of ties together everything. Hand in hand it goes, or hand in paw. So, remember the name of the book, Trooper, at the Beverly Hills Hotel, at Barnes & Noble and Amazon. The lady is Andrea Eastman, here on Good Day.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Wow. Been a while since we heard this. 53 past the hour. Good day time. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, and Chuck Curry is here, a movie man with movie moments and other enlightening conversations about what's on TV, what's streaming, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Night Court is coming back, but I don't think that's why you wanted us to play the theme, Chuck, or is it?
I didn't. I remember they were rebooting. I didn't know when it was going to air, but originally, this day in TV history, January 4th, 1984, Night Court premiered on NBC. Harry Anderson, John Larroquette, Richard Moe, Marky Post. Pretty good cast, good show. Ran for 9 years. 9 years. Those were the days. I miss those days, Doug. There's something
so Marky
different
Post.
About, there's something different about the world we live in now versus then.
Yeah, of course. Marky Post was, her last assignment was Chicago PD.
Okay.
She has died. The guy who's the judge died, Harry Anderson, a year or so ago.
Yeah.
But they brought back, but Larroquette,
yeah,
who has his, the I've seen some outtakes from the show. It's, he's got a gray beard and gray hair, obviously. But consider this, that show was on in the 80s. All right, so fast forward 40 years, and the guy can still be the lead in the show. I think
is
that's
he the lead?
Good.
Is he the lead?
He is the lead. Yeah, he's back. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a funny story. I'll tell you how times have changed generationally, okay?
Yeah.
I told you the other night, I do screenings for some of the college sports teams at the theater I'm involved in. I think it's good. It's good community, right?
Yeah.
So I bring down the girls' basketball team, and I gave them a choice because I told you on the air that the college doesn't want me to show R-rated movies to the college kids, which I find ridiculous, but okay, I honored it. So I gave him a couple choices, and one of the choices that they wound up picking was Back to school Rodney Dangerfield from 1986.
Right.
Right? So they walk in the theater. I always do it right. I brought a milkshakes, smoothies, popcorn, soda, candy, all good. So they're very impressed. So they sit down. I say, make the choice. Watch the movie. I went in and out. That movie's about an hour and 50 minutes. I went in and out about 15 times. Doug, I swear they didn't laugh one time. That movie is, yeah, to me, and most people who grew up in the 80s, is an absolutely hysterical movie. And for whatever reason, Rodney Dangerfield magic didn't work on young 18 to 22-year-olds. It was a little weird. It was a little weird when they walked out, because I didn't really respond to them. Because if they didn't laugh, I figured they didn't enjoy very much. Mm-hmm. But I was perplexed. I just don't understand.
Well, it's really kind of a, it's a sign of the times, my friend.
I guess so. Well, it's funny to us. I guess it's not funny to them.
All right. So there's a list that has been circulated of who is in the list. This list is a list of who could potentially be the next James Bond. There are five actors who are apparently being considered, including a fellow named, I never heard of this guy, Lucien Lavascott. Who the heck is he? Never heard of him.
Who is he?
What are the other ones? I know Aaron Taylor, the kid who was Kick-Ass in 2010, is being seriously considered. He's a good actor. I don't see it, though.
Tom Hardy, Idris Elba, Henry Cavill, and
like
somebody
that.
Again nobody's ever heard of, Regé Jean Page.
I think it's better to go with an unknown, personally, as Bond.
Maybe.
I don't like the idea of Tom Hardy at all. I just don't like that idea.
They didn't ask you. I don't think they care.
I'm giving my opinion. It's what I do.
I understand that. Yes, that's very good. All right, so anyway, these names, they're trying to figure out what the next concept is, because they killed off James Bond, in essence.
Well, they're just going to reboot it. I mean, that's going to be in a separate universe, in a different interpretation. It's just going to be rebooted. They don't have to worry about that stuff.
I thought they dug themselves a huge hole by doing that, frankly. They've never done that. When all the other James Bonds have left,
Daniel Craig wanted.
Yeah, he did.
For whatever reason.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, all right, so that's the James Bond. You weren't around yesterday, so what are we missing?
Well, here's the thing. For the seventh consecutive year, Disney led the roost at the box office. $4.9 million in ticket sales globally, $2 billion domestically, $2.9 overseas. But look at these movies they released. Avatar Way of Water, Doctor Strange 2, Black Panther 2, Thor Love and Thunder, and Lightyear. All sequels, every one of them. Just big tentpole properties, and they dominated box office. Everything else, like we said, is struggling, but Disney, number one for the seventh straight year.
Chuck Curry here with all the rest of us on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.